Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is What's Your Ruth, and I'm coming to you live from Estacada, Oregon on 3/17/2013. I'm your host this morning for Here, There, and Everywhere, where we go to the lunatic fringe. Things you don't want to talk about, least of all want to know, but absolutely need to. Thanks for tuning in this morning once again. God bless you this Sunday morning. Had a little great visit with some dear old friends of mine yesterday on Skype. And, you know, it's kind of hard to tell people that you're a newborn person, that you're not the same as you used to be. They just don't understand. When you are born again, you're not the same. You become a new person. As we know, family, we're a strange and peculiar nation. So, in honor of my dear friends from another life, trying to explain that we are spirits experiencing a human existence. I'm just going to read a little bit from my dear friend Zen Garcia's book, my friend and my brother, Sons of God, Who We Are and Why Are We Here. I hope he gives me permission. I guess I'll call it a review. I'm going to be reading from page 224. We are merely visitors to this world of a material illusion where economics, wealth, assets, and money thwart justice and the rule of law. In this world, Satan gives his perverted authority to those whom he wishes, usually choosing cold-blooded and sadistic individuals from the Canaanite hybrid lines he sired into being to rule and oppress the sons of Seth. Called the Grail or Moravian lines, the descendants claim kinship to Cain, Ham, Tubal-Cain, and Canaan. They are they whom Satan appoints to occupy various thrones, titles, and presidencies, and prime ministerships. Those that are the most sadistic, cruel, cold-hearted, and ready to commit evil are appointed the arbiters of power and control for the tentacles of the New World Order. I'm going to digress one moment to bring in to mention my friend Zen Garcia's other book, Awakened to the New World Order. ISBN number is 978-0557-900732. Okay. Even today, most of the kings and queens of this world are blood-related descendants of the line of Cain. They are the synagogue of Satan. They say they are Jews, but they are not. That the Lord speaks about in Revelation 2:9-9, they are the Rothschilds. They are the Bilderbergs. They are the Bohemian Grove attendees. Those are my additions to this, by the way. Power behind Zionism and the controllers of modern-day Israel. a nation which proudly displays on its flag the seal of Solomon, the six-pointed star of Saturn, Kronos, or Satan. We know, family, that we are a strange and peculiar nation, my dear friends. We are spirits having a human existence. We will be as we were together again, as it so pleases the Father. So, as it is, if you wish to ask a question, if you wish to talk to me, yell at me, or even sweet talk me, give me a call. My guest call online, my phone number is 347-945-5170. If you have not had the opportunity to take a look at Zen Garcia's book, Sons of God, Who We Are and Why Are We Here, the ISBN number for this book is 978-1622-95011. Fantastic book. Anyway, I'm going to go on. I have just about enough time to read a little bit out of the Bible, and I'm going to do this in honor for my dearest friends who just might be listening, even if not live, perhaps in archive. I hope it touches your heart and that it means something. I'm going to be reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books in the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto my Lord and my God, and I made a confession, and I said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned. We have committed adultery and iniquity. We have done wickedness. We have all rebelled. We've all departed from your precepts and from your judgments. We've all hearkened on to our own servants and our own prophets, which spoke in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. But you did not deliver that word. O Lord, righteousness belongs to thee, but unto us confusion of faces as at this day. To the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to everyone and unto Israel and to everyone that's near and to all that are far off, through all of the countries, because they have been driven because of their trespasses out of the land. They trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongs confusion of the face, to our king, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants and his prophets. Yea, all of Israel's transgressed the laws, even by departing that they may not obey your voice. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses and the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us great evil. For under the whole of heaven has not been done, and has been not done upon Jerusalem, that is, was written in the law of Moses. All of this evil has come upon us, yet we made not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our wickedness and turn to the truth and have understanding. Therefore the Lord God watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he does, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renowned at this day, we have sinned and we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city of Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because of our sins and for our iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem. And the people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for thy Lord's sake. O my God, incline thy ear. Incline thy ear, O God. Open your eyes. Behold how desolate we are. The city which is called by your name. Because we do not present our supplications before you for righteousness. We do not behold our own desolations or look for your miracles or your mercies. Hear and forgive. Hearken and do not defer. For your own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by your name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yet while I was speaking in prayer, even the angel Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And then he informed me, and he talked with me. And Gabriel said to me, Daniel, I am now, and I come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of your supplications, the commandment came forth, and I have come to show you that you're greatly beloved. Therefore, understand this matter and consider this vision, Daniel. 70 weeks are determined upon the people and upon the holy city to finish all of the transgressions. And then there will be made an end to all of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring an everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision of the prophet, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the beginning going forth of this commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, there shall be only 70 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times. Now, Daniel, family, That's now. And after 80 and 80 weeks, Messiah shall cut off, but not for himself, and the people and the prince shall come. They shall come to destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined, and he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week he shall call the cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. For the overspreading of the abominations he shall make desolate until the consummation, and then determined shall be poured upon the desolate. And that's the desolator. And this is the week of the desolator. So, family, here we are in the 70th week, the fig tree generation. We are spirits having a human existence. We were the predetermined. We were from the first world age where the angel wars happened and where Satan drew a third of the angels down to heaven, from heaven onto earth. Family and friends, lunatic fringe, maybe crazy, maybe. Haven't you ever wondered why you knew what you knew what you knew? Haven't you ever wondered why there were no coincidences in the world, and why we meet the people that we do, and why they touch our hearts in a way that no one else could or no one else will? We speak of the world, and we don't know how to speak of the things that we haven't seen. But we do know that we haven't seen the wind, but it travels back and forth. And Jesus, when he was here, told us that he was the Son. Because in John 8:19, it says, then they said unto him, where is thy Father? And Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. I'm not waiting for Enoch and Elijah. Will they write on the ground as Jesus did, bearing witness? As Jesus did, to say, I am the one bearing witness of myself, and the Father has sent me, bears witness of me. Who has opened your eyes? What says? Do you look to the paradise lost? Think you're going to be set free in this carbon body? Think you're going to be reincarnated again? Do you think it's all over when you die? Do you think your soul search ends? Do you know that Satan's here? That bloodline I read you about, Jen Garcia's book, Sons of God, Who We Are and Why Are We Here? John 8:36 says, if the Son therefore shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I've seen my father, and ye do that which you have seen of your father. And they answered unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said to him, if you were Abraham's children, you'd do the works of Abraham, but now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I've heard God. This did not Abraham, but you do the works of your father. And they said to him, we not be born of fornication, we have one father, even God. And Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I have proceeded and come forth from God, neither I came of myself, but from he that sent me. Why do you not understand my speech and cannot hear my words? Because you are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there was no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he does it of his own, for he is the liar and the father of it. And because you, I tell the truth, and you believe me not, which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God and hears his words. You therefore don't hear his words, because you are not of God. They are here, that synagogue of Satan. They say that they are our brother Judah, but are not. So they are the terrors among us, brothers and sisters. Isn't it a wonderful thing to look back at our lives and our families from distant past, and the families that we have in our right now times? And boy, they're both glorious, silver and gold, aren't they? Sometimes we choose our life, family on earth. I do believe. And we cling to those that we love. And we spend time with them in some way, in some small fashion, because we love them. We draw near to them in some way, even if it's only in our hearts, even if it's just to say goodnight, even if it's just to say I was thinking about you in some small way. God reaches out when we become changed. And he helps. He helps us to understand and love each and every one of humanity everywhere we can, in every way we can, even for those that haven't necessarily been renewed the same way we have. In prayer and supplication, we come before our Creator God with humble and contrite hearts. We pray for our families, that they would gain understanding, the wisdom, discernment, and understanding that we have, strange and peculiar understanding lunatic fringe, maybe. Only understanding that we know what we know, what we know, and we don't really understand why we know, but we just do discern that there are no coincidences. There are no coincidences. God puts the people in our lives which mold and create us. Those incidences in our lives which gives him the opportunity to change us in a way that allows him to use us as his tool in this age. If you're a foot washer, if you're a humble servant and truly seeking every day, I'm sure you feel as I do, this isolated feeling from all your dear family and friends that just aren't walking the path that you are. But I know that within my love, there is a shelter and protection and a hedge. Because I've asked God to incline his ear. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwells between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all of the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see and hear all of my words that I send to you, the living God, the God of truth, the Lord God. Hedge of protection around each and every one of my family. From the past, from the present, and from the future, to the age to come, from the age that was and the age that we're in. Discerners, seekers of the lost paradise, we are those. Those, the seekers of lost paradise, may seem a fool to one who has never sought the other world. Pretty wise words from Jim Morrison. That's on the back of Awaken to the New World Order by Den Garcia. Not that I'm trying to plug his book. Hey, hey. Well, family, this was kind of a spontaneous little broadcast this morning. I hadn't had any time to work on my computer, and I didn't have any shows this last week. It's been kind of a rough week for me, but I decided to come on today, honoring my old friend, just kind of bringing into memory my old buddy Norton Buffalo and parties up on Wall Road with my old dear friends Bud and David, and sitting around the table there with Mork from Ork, and wow, good old times, friends. Love you so much. Have a safe trip home. Thank you. God bless you all, family. And for those that are sitting on the wall of the Lunatic Fringe, thanks for putting up with my show today. Talking about my old life and my old buddies, it was so nice to talk to y'all on Skype yesterday. God bless you all, and I'll see you next Monday. Hallelujah. God bless again. Bye-bye.